Hi, Ma. What you eating?
Seedy?
Ma, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. You're eating a bowl of pasta?
No, I'm eating a bowl of Nabisco Zitios. Of course I'm eating pasta. I need to gain weight. I'm wasting away, Dorothy.
What do you mean?
I got weighed this morning. I couldn't believe what I saw. 98 pounds.
What do you usually weigh?
99.
Ma, you lost 1 pound.
Thank you, Rene Descartes. I'm looking for advice, not arithmetic.
Ma, you cannot get upset over 1 pound.
Maybe you can't, I can. For 50 years, my weight hasn't changed by an ounce. And as far as I'm concerned, until I'm back to 99, I'm no longer Sophia Petrillo.
Morning, Dorothy. Morning, Sophia.
Who?
Dorothy, do you realize it's only 2 weeks till Phyllis Strickler's Memorial Day beach party? That means it's only 2 weeks till we have to get back into our bathing suits again. Well, I just slipped into last year's bikini, and I think I look pretty good, but you give me your honest advice. Can I still pull it off?
Right now, I'd be surprised if you could cut it off.
Are you implying that I might have gained weight?
There's only one way to find out. Here's the scale.
Oh, fine.
No, actually, not till you stepped off. But I know it's not a good sign when the first rebound goes into the low 120s.
Oh, Blanche, honey, don't worry. All you need is a little spring tune-up.
And I suppose you don't.
No, not really.
Prove it. Put your money where your mouth is.
If there isn't already a sweet roll there.
Right, all right. But now nobody looked.
I always thought you had to pass zero to hit that number.
Obviously, the scale is broken.
I'm not surprised after that kind of punishment.
All right, Rose, you think you're so tiny. Why don't you get weighed?
Oh, I don't need to, Dorothy. I never gain weight.
Show us, Rose.
Well, okay, but I can promise you I weigh exactly the same as I did on my wedding day.
Obviously, we all need to lose a few pounds. And we might as well start right now. It's still 2 weeks until Phyllis's party.
Oh, but how?
We could try another health club.
Oh, no way, Rose. I'm sure you haven't forgotten what happened that time we tried that.
Oh,
remember the outfits that we ended up with?
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Well, this seems like a nice club.
But it's for women only. What's wrong with a nice co-ed gym we just saw?
Come on now, Blanche. That was nothing but a pickup scene. People running around in skimpy outfits collecting phone numbers.
That's not true. I was not in a skimpy outfit and I got all these.
Hello. My name is Yvonne. Have you been here before?
See, you go to a woman's gym, you get hit on by a woman.
I work here.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to imply anything.
She just thought you were a lesbian.
Yvonne, we want to join a gym.
Well, what kind of exercise are you interested in?
Oh, nothing radical. Just lose a few pounds.
Yeah. Tone up.
Yeah, slim down.
Get into my summer wardrobe.
Get into my winter wardrobe.
Get into my bathrobe. Yvonne, we are desperate women. You've got to help us.
I know just what you need. Aerobics. It's what I do.
But Yvonne, you're much younger than they are.
I know you'll love aerobics. It stretches every muscle in your body.
Honey, I've been stretching this body for years.
Blanche, sticking your feet out of the sunroof of a Chrysler New Yorker doesn't count.
We have a beginner's class starting in 15 minutes. With some hard work, your body can look as good as mine. All right, we better get you some outfits.
Oh, it's okay. We brought our sweats.
Sweats? Look, ladies, if you're serious about training, you want to get off on the right foot, starting with good workout shoes. Now, these are beautiful and a bargain at $85.
$85? That's a bit exorbitant.
And expensive, too.
Well, we do have cheaper brands, but anyone who's, you know, serious about training wouldn't even go near them.
Well, then we'll take those.
fine. You'll also need aerobic suits, warm-up outfits, wristbands, headbands, leg warmers.
Wait a minute. Leg warmers?
Well, you need something to keep your thighs warm. What are you using now?
Friction. That's why we're here.
Ladies, I'm sorry. When you told me you were serious, I took you literally. Just forget this stuff. Wear your sweats.
No, Yvonne, we want all that stuff.
Yeah, we do. We really do.
Well, I don't. I want to stick with my sweatsuit and my PF flyers. I'll see you girls in the locker room.
Vaughn, she's not serious.
Never has been, never will be.
Okay, then you'll need new gym bags, water bottles, vitamin packs, and most importantly, a sports training bra to minimize jiggle and bounce.
Yvonne, honey, I think you're missing the whole point of having breasts.
We'll take them.
Great.
Nice outfits, girls.
Shut up, Rose.
I'm Yvonne, and this is it. Woo!
Woo!
Woo! Okay, everybody, let's warm up. Woo!
And stretch. Legs wider.
Ooh, that hurts.
I'm not having any trouble.
Why is it that doesn't surprise me?
Okay, everybody on their feet. Whirly birds!
Whirly birds!
Jackhammer!
Jackhammer!
Windshield wipers!
Windshield wipers!
Charlie horse!
She has a cramp, you pea brain!
All that money and we only went twice. Can you believe it?
What are you cooking now, Ma?
A Petrillo family delicacy. Double fudge, amaretto, ricotta cheesecake.
What's in it?
This cake is guaranteed to make me gain back that pound.
Ma, all this eating you're doing is ridiculous. Now, I am sure you are already back up to 99 pounds.
We'll see. Wrong again, Kreskin. Still 98.
98 pounds? I can't remember the last time I weighed 98. Probably college.
Where'd you go to college, Blanche? The University of Jupiter?
Girls, we still have one big problem to solve. How are we going to make ourselves look good for the party?
How else, Rose? By dieting. It's going to take a little patience and a little determination, but mostly it's going to take willpower. We are facing some long, painful, hunger, pang-filled nights.
Who wants to lick the spoon?
I do.
Maybe we could just change our hairdos.
Now, we cannot do that, Dorothy. I'm still trying to recover from the last time. Remember about same time of year, 2 years ago, was
that little dinky place?
With that Gee, Ma, I don't know if this was such a good idea.
I think you're right, Dorothy. Maybe I should have done my own hair. I've been doing it for years.
That's why it looks like something you buy on a stick at halftime.
Sophia, we're just a little bit nervous. This is a very important event. We want to look perfect.
Please, the man works with scissors, not a sandblaster.
Ma, this is all a mistake. We don't belong here. This is one of those Miami Beach shops for little old ladies. Come on, let's get out of here.
All right, ladies. Whose hair do I wash next?
Mine.
I'm first. I'm the dirtiest.
Oh, God, you are gorgeous.
Yes, I know. I am Eduardo.
Oh, Eduardo, tonight is very important to us. We want to look our best.
Don't worry, ladies. After Eduardo does a woman's hair, the years melt away. She is transformed into a breathtaking, sensuous, vivacious goddess of beauty. I tried to get all that on a sign, but they charge by the letter. Perhaps we should begin by your telling me what you would like me to do.
Here, I have a picture.
Well, this is not you. You are a vixen. For you, I see a saucier cut, an Audrey Hepburn look. Simple, elegant, and something to accent these delicate features.
Can you really do all that?
Well, my dear, in many respects, styling hair is like making love. To do it well, one must have trust, respect, and a chair you can pump up and down.
I am your clay. Mold me.
Not so fast, Eduardo. What are you going to do with me?
You have good bones. Yes, this is a strong, noble face, full of wisdom and sincerity. You could be a Greek goddess.
Oh, go on, Eduardo. I said go on, Eduardo.
Give him a break. He barely got it out once with a straight face.
What about me? Could I be a goddess too?
No, no. You are an Earth Mother. Sweet, compassionate, but bubbling with sensuality just below the surface.
Oh, that's a relief. All this time I thought it was gas.
Ladies, it's time. Time to walk through the looking glass. Time to take that last glimpse of your former selves. Time to take that giant step into the world of Eduardoism.
You've been drinking again, haven't you?
Right. The magic begins.
Oh, I'm feeling younger and sexier already. Dorothy, how do I look?
Like something that came out of the air duct of the Starship Enterprise.
What?
Ladies, it's time. Time for the unveiling of another Eduardo masterpiece. Sit back. Feast your eyes. And meet the woman you always dreamt you could be.
Eduardo, you've done it again. And again. And again.
Sophia, I still cannot believe you talked us into that.
Please, you three looked gorgeous.
We didn't even look like ourselves.
What's your point?
Ma, you are not helping matters. We are trying to think of a way we can make ourselves look better for that party.
Okay, let me think. It's too bad we're not back home. There's no place like Sicily.
Why do you say that, Sophia?
Because in Sicily, I could solve this whole problem with one phone call.
To whom?
Nicodemo the Ugly. Whenever you wanted to look gorgeous at a party, you hired him to be your date.
You mean women paid him? To stand next to them at parties and look disgusting?
Please, they pay through the nose. That's also how we usually gave them their change.
Girls, maybe we don't even need to worry about our bodies. At the counseling center, we teach people that changing their dispositions can sometimes be just as effective in making a good impression.
Oh, Rose, if you're thinking of one of those personality-enhancing exercises, you're forgetting we tried that already once, too.
And I'll never try that
again. Don't you remember
again.
That? What, 3 years ago?
It seems like
Stanley,
yes.
Oh, can't remember? Oh, damn.
What's the matter, pussycat?
I can't balance my checkbook. Ah, the hell with it. I'm only off by a few pennies.
A few pennies? To you, it may not be much, but back in Sicily, a few pennies could make the difference between owning a gun and having to insert bullets into your victim manually.
Okay, Ma, I'll try it again. But believe me, there is nothing in this world I hate more. I spoke too soon.
Honey, it's me, Stan. Wait, let me rephrase that. It's me, the new Stan.
What are you talking about?
Don't you notice a difference? Can't you see the glow? Can't you see the light radiating off of me?
Sure, it's the porch light glaring off your head.
I thought I heard a man's voice. Oh, it's you, Stan.
I'm so happy you're all here. I have just had an incredible experience that I wanted to share with my dearest friends.
So what are you doing here?
I just finished a seminar with an encounter group called Realizations.
Realizations. Let me guess. It's a group that promises to remove all emotional blocks, self-denial, and lifelong hang-ups in 2 days.
Miss Know-It-All, for your information, it takes 3 days.
So what did it do for you?
I've learned a hell of a lot about what makes Stanley run, why I'm so reluctant to make commitments, why I can't keep friends, why all my business ventures seem to fail. I finally have an answer.
Because you're a schmuck?
Did you take this seminar?
Stan, I think we've heard enough.
Look, I've gone through a life-changing experience. I feel like I'm free to love anybody.
Oh, please. You said the same thing after you had your vasectomy.
That's okay. In Realizations, I learned that people usually hurt each other unintentionally. Therefore, they deserve a second chance.
I hate you.
Nothing can bother me. Not now. I'm in a fellowship that accepts me, cares for me, and loves me. They'll always be there for me. And I'd like to enroll all of you in that fellowship.
No!
But you've gotta.
Why?
Because if I don't meet my quota for enrolling new people in this loving, accepting, caring fellowship, they're gonna kick me out in the street and never speak to me again. Please, at least hear me out.
All right, Stanley, we'll listen to what you have to say.
Beautiful. How about we all go someplace and get comfortable, get some coffee, have something to eat?
I'll go change.
Why? We're only going into the kitchen. Boy, hope you have some cheesecake.
Stan, that's it. I've had it with your freeloading. Get out.
Dorothy, you have so much hostility, so much aggression, so much mistrust. This problem goes deeper than I thought. I'm going to eat a steak with that cheesecake.
Get out! Out!
I'll just leave you the brochure.
Can you believe that man? He actually thought he was going to help us.
Well, he did have one good idea.
What was that?
Cheesecake.
You know, Dorothy, to this day, I cannot understand what you ever saw in that man.
Picture a man 20 pounds lighter, long, wavy hair, rippling muscles.
I can't believe Stan ever looked like that.
He didn't. But do you think if I ever met a man who looked like that, I would have married Stan?
Maybe we shouldn't be so tough on the guy. This brochure actually looks interesting once you get past the picture of the guy in the turban waving from the front seat of the Rolls Royce.
Sophia, those things are just silly.
The unexamined life is a life not worth living.
That's very deep.
And if you're into this stuff, very reasonable. It's $17.95 for that slogan, printed on a turban-shaped nightlight.
Oh, that is so typical. All those swamis are just out for a buck. I mean, they can't teach you anything that anyone with any common sense doesn't already know.
I didn't know that.
A visual aid.
Oh, really, Ram Dass? If it's all so easy, let's hear you answer this question. Describe your best friend.
Ooh, Dorothy, that's a really good question.
Oh, yes, and I'd love to hear the answer.
Well, my best friend is a woman. Someone I have a great deal in common with.
She pretty?
Yeah, she's attractive.
Attractive as in wholesome?
Or attractive as in drop-dead stunningly gorgeous?
Attractive as in attractive.
All right, what else?
She's someone I share my innermost secrets with in strictest confidence.
You mean like the time you told me you borrowed Blanche's car, dented it, and said the bag boy at the grocery store did it?
That's not a secret. I just forgot to mention it.
I think she means more like the time she told me that she went skinny dipping with your cousin Lars before he gave up the pulpit back in St. Gustav.
That's a better example of a secret.
Oh, then you have been talking about me. I'm your best friend.
She's been talking about me, Blanche.
No, I haven't been talking about either one of you.
What?
I've been talking about both of you. I mean, how could I choose between you two? You're both my best friends.
Dorothy, how sweet. Oh, that just gives me a warm, tingly feeling all over. If you'll excuse me, I'm going to go slip under the covers and enjoy it.
Okay, Dorothy, she's gone. You can tell me the truth. You were talking about me, weren't you? That's okay. It'll be our own little secret.
That and the dent in Blanche's car.
Gotcha.
You are such a liar.
What?
Neither one of them is your best friend. Admit it. I'm your best friend.
You're right. I was talking about you, Ma. You are my best friend. Just like I'm your best friend.
Best friend? Please, you aren't even my favorite child. When you were 13, there were neighbor children I liked better. Best friend. How about picking up a tab once in a while, pal of mine? Or letting me open my own social security check? Best friend. Yeah, right.
That little exercise certainly did not enhance things around here.
I wouldn't say that. After Ma blabbed the truth, you turned the silent treatment into an art form.
Oh, there's my cake.
Oh, Ma, now you cannot eat cake after that big bowl of pasta. It's not healthy.
Sophia, you know, I just thought of something. You're worried about losing a pound? Well, have you ever thought you may not be the same height you always were?
You know, Ma, Blanche could be right. This could be exactly why you're losing weight. Come with me. Remember the first week you were here, we put a mark on the back wall to measure how tall we were? You said they did that at the home to show how your height was declining. Oh, Blanche is right. You are a little bit shorter.
Then you don't have to worry about losing weight.
And you don't have to eat that cake.
Why do I get the feeling you three are most happy about the last part?
Oh, you mean us have some cake, honey? We can't do that. We're dieting.
Sure smells good, though.
Looks even better.
Bet you it tastes even better than that.
You three are dieting. I'm throwing it away.
Don't! Oh, girls, we can't do this. Now, remember the party. It's 2 weeks from Saturday.
No, it isn't. This year, Phyllis moved it to Sunday.
Then we have an extra day. We can worry about our bodies tomorrow.
I'll get the plates.
I'll get the fork.
I'll get the hot fudge.
I'll get the butter. We may have to grease the doorway to get the three of you out of here.